This is program number LW2718. Well, it happened several years ago near a seldom-used trail in a desert in California. Hi, this is Larry West. There stood a run-down hut, an old, dilapidated house. Nearby was a well, and it was obvious that out there in that desert it was the only source of water for miles around, this well was. Attached to the pump was a tin baking powder can with a message inside written in pencil on a sheet of old brown wrapping paper. It was signed by a fellow who called himself Desert Pete. And here's what Desert Pete wrote. I think you'll find it interesting today. He wrote, "This pump is all right as of June 1932. I put a new sucker washer into it, and it ought to last 5 years. But," he goes on, "the washer dries out, and the pump has got to be primed. Under the white rock," the note goes on to say, "I buried a bottle of water, out of the sun, and with the cork end up. There's enough water in it to prime this pump. But," the note said, "there's not if you drink some first. Pour in about 1/4 and let her soak to wet the leather. Then pour in the rest medium fast and get after it with the pumping. You'll get water. The well never has ran dry." Then the note said, "Have faith." Just before he signed his name, he then said, "When you get watered up, fill the bottle and put it back like you found it for the next feller. Signed, Desert Pete." Then he added a P.S. It was as though he had had an afterthought and decided to preach a little sermon. In pencil, on that old sheet of brown wrapping paper, he said, "P.S. Don't go drinking the water first. Prime the pump with it, and you'll get all you can hold." Then came his sermon. He said, "And next time you pray, remember that God is like the pump. He has to be primed." Desert Pete said, "I've given my last dime away 12 times to prime the pump of my prayers, and I've fed my last beans to a stranger while saying amen. It never failed yet to get me an answer." He said, "You've got to get your heart fixed to give before you can be give to." I think Desert Pete was right on target. He said, "God is like the pump." The Bible puts it another way, actually. The Bible says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights." In other words, every good thing you have in your life comes from God. It does. Whether you're willing to admit it or not, it's true. And the things that you get but don't ask for, things like the warm sunshine, nice clothes, carpet on the floor, tasty food, even taste buds themselves. When you get the things you don't ask for, just think what you're missing. When you don't, to put it in the words of Desert Pete, when you don't prime the pump. Pete says, God is like the pump. He's got to be primed. In other words, God wants to hear from you, and you never have to stand in line or make an appointment. God is standing there, waiting, listening, wanting to hear from you. I've got a question for you today. What are you doing with God in your life? Really, what are you doing with God? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Don't you think it's time that you took maybe a closer look to see what God really has to offer? Aren't you tired of trying to make it on your own? Ready to give up? Well, don't give up. Just focus in. God gives living water. Prime the pump. I have a Bible study course that talks more about God. It's a brand new course. It's called For God So Loved You. It's colorful, it's shiny, it's slick, it's beautiful, it's interesting, it's easy. It's free. For God So Loved You. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ. West Monroe, 2 words. West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.